Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
Dude, MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast. With your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by StreamAid.com, the global leader in live streaming, with the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live directly from their bedroom to yours. StreamAid creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match. On StreamAid.com, the question is, are you ready? And the question for you, Skin, is, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Awesome.
And I have a good mix of movie and television nudes to get to. So
we
might as well just get going on this. Let me start with... do you know what the number one movie at the box office is right now, Andrea?
I have no idea.
It is Captain Marvel.
Oh, okay.
And what's interesting about Captain Marvel is it has a female lead, which, number one, it's a, big, comic book, blockbuster. Normally, I know Wonder Woman with Gal Gadot was an example, but normally it's a male dominated leads
yeah.
in these, right?
Yeah.
But the girl, well, so I was looking, today and I didn't, this blew my mind. I knew it did pretty well in the U.S. It's made like $266 million in the last couple of weeks. But the foreign sales, I read where it's already done $400 million foreign. So you're talking a monster movie right now. But the Captain Marvel stars Brie Larson. She plays Carol Danvers, Captain Marvel. And what always happens with this, where you're... we've known about Brie Larson since United States of Tara. She played Toni Collette's daughter on that Showtime show. But what happens is when you're in a movie it's probably going to make $1 billion when it's all said and done, you become a huge star. All the guys know you. And what's the first question guys have when they get to know a beautiful actress?
Has she ever been naked? And where can I see her naked?
Exactly. And that's why I'm here to help.
That's
I'm here to
baby.
Help. So, yeah. Where can I see Captain's Marvels is what people are asking.
Yes.
So, so Brie Larson, did a movie called Tanner Hall in 2009, and she showed a brief breast. It was quick, and that was pretty cool, but she wasn't a huge star at the time. Neither was she in 2011 when she did what I consider her best work, which is a movie called Trouble with Bliss, and she's wearing a thong, and I think CP has those pics for you.
Oh, yes.
Just
yes.
her, and here's the thing, we don't technically, at MrSkin.com, we don't technically... we don't technically consider thong nudes, but you know what? If you're walking around a room in a thong, as far as I'm concerned, it's so worth seeing. And
that amount of jiggle and wiggle, I mean, she might as well be naked. What's a little piece of fabric around her hips, you know? I mean, that thong scene sexier than most nude scenes I've seen.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Good
and
stuff right
so when
there.
When people ask me, yeah, she was nude technically in Tanner Hall, and there was a cool scene with Chris Kattan where she was driving nude and outside, but you couldn't really see anything. And I love, even though it's technically non-nude, the Trouble with Bliss thong scene, which is
dude, it's good.
Yeah.
It's
Captain Marvel's butt is kryptonite. That's my kryptonite. But it really is. She really has a great body, and now she's a huge star. And she's one of the most searched actresses over the last month at our website, which makes total sense.
Yeah,
you know?
Makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah. No,
wow.
She's really cute. So
super cute.
Anyway, that's the number one movie. I just wanted to update you on her because she's big at MrSkin.com right now. Then there was a movie that came out called London Fields. It was a movie that was actually made in 2015, but was finally released in theaters in 2018, and now it's available on VOD. And Amber Heard is the star, and she plays this clairvoyant. She's like a femme fatale, and she's been living with this dark premonition of her impending death by murder. And she begins kind of a like a it's a weird premise, but she ends up having affairs with three very different guys, one of whom she knows is the murderer. And that's what the movie's about. So it's
that's
pretty
creepy.
Cool. Yeah, well, no, but she is gorgeous. And she, at the 17-minute mark, she drops her towel in front of Billy Bob Thornton. And it is a great nudie. Definitely in consideration for Best Bud of 2019. Also in consideration for Best Nude Scene of 2019. I know we're still early, but I always start to kind of formulate this stuff. But she looks great. And I mean, you could see the pictures.
Oh,
you know
God.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah. She's beautiful to begin with. So whenever we get to see someone of that level of just gorgeousness, strip it down. Give us the fuck me eye. She's with Billy Bob. We already know what we think of scenes with him involved.
Yeah, well, yeah, I always say, yeah, Monster's Ball. If we could have edited out Billy Bob Thornton is the greatest scene in the history of movies with Halle Berry. But no, the guy's been lucky. He's
been
with or had sex with or seen naked in movies many incredibly beautiful women.
The
and
best.
Kudos to Billy Bob Thornton, who also I really like as an actor too.
Totally,
so,
but Amber Heard, yes,
I will say. As much as I love the nudity of Amber Fields and Amber Heard in London Fields, please go check out a 2008 movie she did called The Informers, where she gets very naked, has menages.
Oh.
It's the go-to Amber Heard movie. It's 10 years old now. I can't even believe that.
Cool.
But yeah, my favorite place to see Amber Heard naked, but London Fields is number two. I really dig it. So anyway, the other... Oh, and then... we didn't talk about this last week, but The Favorite, the movie that won, you know, that was in Oscar consideration, Olivia Colman won Best Actress.
Mm-hmm.
The movie is out on Blu-ray. It came out March 5th. And if you don't know, the movie's about, it's like early 18th century England. Queen Anne she's frail, played by Olivia Colman, occupying the throne. And she has this real close friend, Lady Sarah, played by Rachel Weisz, who really, in fact, governs the country. And then a new servant appears named Abigail, played by Emma Stone. And next thing you know, Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz are hooking up. And what was significant about this movie and a big deal here at MrSkin.com is Emma Stone made her new debut in The Favorite.
Right.
And
on.
It's kind of like a lesbian triangle type. It meets powdered wig, meets early 18th century England. But it obviously got a lot of Oscar buzz, but also had that scene and some girl action. So we love that movie here at MrSkin.com. And I should point out Olivia Colman was not nude in The Favorite, but back in 2006, she did this like nudist colony movie called Confetti, where she is so naked. It is like,
how naked is she, Skin?
It's the kind of movie only a British actress would do, where you just don't care. You're just outside. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's awesome. But yeah. So The Favorite's out on Blu-ray, and that's that's something that we're really excited about, and that
awesome.
I also say tell people that. In the last 5 years, Emma Stone, you know, since La La Land and everything else, she's probably been in the top five actresses that had yet to do a nude scene that I get asked, you know, especially in the last 5 years. So always great to check one off the list. So Emma Stone, naked in The Favorite, that's out on Blu-ray this week. So
excellent.
Very cool. And by the way, Andrea, that happens at the 1 hour, 1 minute mark if you're timing that at home. So,
well, you know, I'm always taking notes. So.
So also I have, there's some cool television stuff I wanted to talk to you about. And, one of them, always great when a new television show hits, the airwaves, and right away we know it's going to be a great show for nudity. And this new show I wanted to talk to you about, Andrea, is from the Starz Network. It's called Now Apocalypse.
You're going to have to fill me way in on this Roxanne Mosqueda, because I'm dying for you to
tell
me.
Is she not gorgeous?
About her,
yeah.
Everything you possibly know.
Yeah, she's French, and she has incredible baguettes, if you're wondering at home. Yeah, so anyway, so this Now Apocalypse is is co-written by Carly Sciortino, who is best known from that blog, Slut Ever. It became a show on Viceland. I'm a huge fan of hers. It's a this is a crazy kinky show, and let me kind of explain it. It's so Carly Sciortino co-wrote and this thing, and it follows a group of people. I think, yeah, they're in LA, and they're pursuing love, sex, and fame, but also questioning the possible presence of a dark conspiracy. It's that guy, Greg Araki, the punk rock indie filmmaker, is the other creator. So cool. You combined Greg and Carly Sciortino, and you got something here. And I don't know if you remember this. There was a show on Netflix, Andrea, called Easy with... that is still going. It's just that it's been a while since their last season. And I still consider Easy one of the new wave of shows that I cannot believe this is considered mainstream as far as the nudity goes. And there was a scene where Carly was masturbating, and she was really masturbating while a guy next to her was like sucking her breasts. It was a incredible scene. Not only that, but Malin Ackerman and Kate McCucci and Orlando Bloom had an awesome three-way in Easy, and Elizabeth Reeser did some great nudity. But I was really amazed at how just how graphic the sex was in Easy. And Apocalypse Now with Carly Sciortino and Greg Araki is going to be looking like it's going to be, I don't know if it'll be as graphic, but it's going to have great nudity. So let me get to the nudity. So yeah. This Roxanne Mosqueda, you obviously picked up on. Ooh. She was naked, and they've had two episodes, and it airs Sunday night on the Stars Network. It's called Now Apocalypse. And this Roxanne Mosqueda is a French actress, incredible natural boobs, and in both episodes she was topless, but like I said, she's from France. She's done some other stuff because she's French, but boy, is this going to be great to see her naked, hopefully many times this season. Oh my gosh,
one can only hope and dream. Her body is insane. Her boobs are maybe my new favorite boobs.
I know. We were talking about that. So, and she's been naked in a ton of stuff. Sex is comedy. Kaboom, a great movie. She did awesome nudity. So this is, she's probably been naked over 10 times, but it's great to see her here. But you could go to her page at MrSkin.com and enjoy her skinography, Andrea. But the big thing that came out of this, too, for us was this actress named Kelly Berglund.
Okay.
Made her nude debut in the first season. And it's funny. Now, that name won't mean anything to you probably, but if you have like nephews or nieces that watch the Disney Channel, they would probably know a girl that played Bree Davenport on Disney's Lab Rats from 2012 to 2016. I know that show back in the day was on television at the Skin household, but little did I know that Kelly Berglund, who played Bree, would grow up to be naked on Now Apocalypse in the first episode.
I love it. She's really hot, too. She looks like a total porn star in this scene. I'm feeling it. Everything about her, super sexy.
Yeah, it really is. And good. CP just posted some pictures of Carly Sciortino from Easy, and you can see if just to refresh you. But
I'm being refreshed. Yeah, she's totally masturbating all of her glory. I'm loving it. Yeah. And then even more pictures of Roxanne too. Yeah, good stuff on MrSkin.com for sure.
Yeah, so it's like I said, it's always cool when an actress makes her new debut, but when it's someone that comes from the Disney Channel, it's also more of a shock too. So anyway, so the show is Now Apocalypse, and off to a great start. First two episodes, definitely check that show up Sunday nights on Stars.
And now it's time for our Cam Star Spotlight of the Week here at AVN 2019 at the Hard Rock Hotel, and we're in for a treat because we're not talking to a cam girl, we're talking to a cam couple. We have Sir, I don't want to say it wrong, you introduce yourselves, I can't read my own handwriting.
Sir Von Harum.
There we go.
And Chrissy LeBlanc.
Chrissy, no, I knew because we've actually talked to her before on the podcast, and it's really great to see you in person. I love the blonde green. You got it all going on.
Thank you very much.
So how long have you two been a couple?
Five or six years?
A while,
but since before we were in the porn industry.
For sure.
Yeah.
And I'm sure
She picked me up at a bar. It was really nice.
For real?
She did.
Did you just see him and you're like, that's the one I want?
Well, we initially met like at work together. We worked at like the same vanilla corporate job environment. That's where we met. But after he left, I was like hanging out at a bar across the street, like after work one day, and I recognized him at work, and I just, I hit on him, and I was like, hey, I remember you. You were cute and funny. Come have a drink with me.
That's
and,
cute.
Yeah.
And the rest is history.
And then I pretended like I didn't know how to play beer pong, so she would teach me.
Oh my God, you're so sweet.
And then she spent all night teaching me how to play beer pong. I mean, I knew how to play beer pong.
Well, duh, you're a man.
Right.
Hello.
Like,
yeah,
every guy knows how to play beer pong.
You're a guy.
It's a stupidly simple game.
Right.
However, she spent all night teaching me beer pong, and it was really adorable. She's like, are you doing it? I'm like, I think I'm getting it. Show me again.
So when did you guys realize that, one, you like to play with another girl, at least, from what I can see? And then when did you realize, hey, let's take this to a professional level and start making some money, honey?
I've always been bisexual. I've always been into girls. I love a beautiful woman. I love the femininity of women. I love boobs.
Yes.
I love my own boobs. I like other people's boobs. So that was something that like we started talking about like as a couple when we were just talking about our sexual history, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like, I don't really want to give that up. And what man doesn't like a threesome?
Yeah, I think I asked her, I was like, do you miss that? And she's like, okay, I miss that. And I was like, you want more of that? Like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, clearly you're okay
clearly
with that.
Clearly I'm okay with that.
I will say, though, having had, you know, threesomes with my man, there are times where me and the girl completely leave him out because we're so into each other. Do you ever feel left out, or
never.
Do you enjoy the show?
Never. I never feel left out. Nobody feels left out.
I like sucking his dick too much. I always have his dick in my mouth.
That's also true.
That's awesome. Who's better at eating pussy?
Me.
Ah!
Me.
I think I have to agree. Yeah.
So when you guys find a partner, is it another cam model? Is it a girl you find at a bar? Is it a friend? Or does it change every time?
90% of the time, our on-camera is also off-camera play.
Nice.
So yeah. We live the harem lifestyle as much as we show it.
I love that.
We prefer like having a small select group of people that like we get to know. Because when you're having sex with the same people, like you get to know their bodies better and what they like,
and
then you get to explore more.
Yes.
You don't get that if it's all one night stand.
There's trust.
So. The top performers here can absolutely show up and they can act chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
99% of people, chemistry cannot be faked.
Yeah.
Chemistry has to be authentic.
And it takes time.
Yeah.
So when you find partners in your personal life and you're like, hey, we should be playing on camera, how does that conversation go?
I mean, they know what we do. Like, everybody knows what we do.
Okay.
And then it's, would you like to be on camera or off camera? And we've dated girls that are one or the other. Like, I want to be on camera, or I only want to be on the live cam shows, but I don't want anything recorded. And I'm like, fair. We'll play that way. You know, it's custom to everybody. Like, everybody gets to choose their involvement in the industry.
So what are some of the kinkier things you guys do on camera?
I am very submissive. Mm-hmm. Like he is my dom. I'm a submissive.
Beautiful.
I love that dynamic. Mm-hmm. I love other women who are submissive with me to him. That's the hottest thing to me. And I thoroughly enjoy that power play. I love getting like skull fucked and like we've been together so long, we have that trust that he can be really rough and dirty with me, and he knows
and
just
no
the
fear.
Right things yeah. to say to me to get me nice and wet, and it's so hot. He's so good at the dirty talk.
The dirty talk's my favorite, because that gets, when you get in someone's head a little bit and you just start planting seeds, like, you like this? Oh, you want more of that? And before you ever even go there, you just plant the seed of what you're going to do, and you can just see, it's like, please give it to me. Like, stop, don't, why are you waiting? That's the best. But as for the kinky shows, I mean, that's tailored to each girl. Like, we had one girl who was just a pain slut.
Oh.
And so...
So what did Sir deliver?
We set up a whole show where our viewers could tip, and every tip was a spank, and it was different.
That's great.
It was different denominations for hand spanks, paddle spanks, crop. I mean, it went
Water.
All the way up to a big old wooden paddle.
Oh shit!
And she was up for all of it, and you know, we checked in a couple times. She left the room at one point.
I checked in with her, and she was just like so happy. Her eyes were rolling back. She was just like so happy, and I was like, "Okay, you're good. All right, I can't watch it, but have fun."
She was like, "Oh," she was wincing every time. I was like, "You go get off camera." Like,
yeah,
every time.
You can't have a wincer in the room.
But we we broke, so we keep a track of our record. Like, the record spanks in one show. Our record before that was 2,000. And we
per show
in
we, like the, in a show
yeah. we did 2,000
in 2,000
spanks in 4 hours. At this show with this girl, we did 4,600 spanks in 4 hours exactly.
Could she walk
a little?
Could you move your hand after that?
My hand was as red
right.
as the last 1,000 wow. spanks were given in the last 20 minutes. I was like, all right, time's up.
Dude.
Like, we got to get off. And one of the whales was like, are you still going? And I was like, you have 15 minutes to get this in. And I thought he'd, you know, throw a 50, 100 more. And he just... And I'm just like, somebody count that shit. Like, I can't. And they told me, they were like, I'm at 200. Start already and I'll keep counting. And it was 1,000 spanks in the last 20 minutes.
That's insane.
And I'm just like...
That's insane.
I'm just as fast.
Your poor hand,
hard.
Though, my for hand, real.
Right, like, you had to be so yeah. sore.
I hate long applause because I'm like, oh, my hand. Like, that's crazy. I mean, clearly you guys are so open-minded. You love each other so much, and you really trust each other.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a time where a fan has asked you to do something super, super weird, and you kind of have to go back and forth with each other, or is it always a unanimous decision between you?
We've decided a long time ago we don't do what we don't like.
Perfect.
On cam, like, if you can ask me anything you want. We don't.
You're not offended.
Yeah, you're not going to offend me with your fetish. Like,
yeah,
that's one thing that we pride ourselves on, is there's no judgment in our room.
I love it.
You can be into whatever you're into.
Okay.
Feet, armpits, whatever.
Okay.
Noses, people compliment. I'm like, okay, whatever you like, buddy. It's not my thing.
Okay, though.
Good for you.
What is non-judgment? What is the weirdest request that you've ever been asked?
You got to give that one.
Is it the salad or the banana?
The salad's a good story. Tell the salad.
Okay.
We talk about this all the time.
This is code, you know, when we're like out in public at a restaurant, like which story. Okay, so the salad guy. So I was accepting privates on Chatterbait. I was camming, and a guy came in and was like, "If I tip, would you like eat a salad? Would you like eat a salad naked, like in a private show?" And I was like, "Oh fuck yeah, that sounds great. That's free money."
Yeah.
He was like, okay, awesome. So we tipped an amount, and I asked him, you know, my partner to go, like, make a salad for me. And he did that, like, off cam. And he took me private, and I'm eating the salad. He's like, okay, like, eat it seductively, like, you know, put your tongue out and open your mouth wide and, like, eat it really hot, like. And then he had me start touching myself while I was eating the salad.
Okay.
And
So far, not so bad.
Right? I'm a squirter. And then he asked me to squirt into the salad. Masturbate all over it and just like cover the salad and squirt.
So you're your own salad dressing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, it would be so hot if you tried a bite. Would you do it? And I was like, yeah, okay.
I would.
And I just like took the, you know, nastiest, sluttiest bite of this like squirt dripping salad. And the next expo I was at, I was telling a girlfriend of mine, she was like, oh my God, I got that guy. I did that same show.
That's epic. That's like salad dressing for the fucking record books right there.
Well, yeah. So she finishes the show and she goes to put, she just puts the salad by the sink. And so I'm on the computer.
Yes.
And she comes, you know, she runs by me and she's like, don't eat the salad. And I'm like, but it was a good, I made a good yeah. salad. Like, I had no idea.
You thought she just wanted to finish it later.
I thought she wanted to finish the salad later. And I was just like, why can't you? And then she tells me the story afterwards. I was like, I literally looked at that salad like, I'm just going to just eat a little. Like, I can make another salad.
Dude, I'll tell you, female ejaculation is supposed to be like a superfood. Like, straight up, I've done research on it. It's called Amrita, A-M-R-I-T-A. It's like, slurp it up. It's very healthy for you.
I did not know that.
Little homework.
I have to do research. Little homework
for us. It keeps my beard very healthy.
Well, is that why it's so beautiful and delightful? Well, everyone, this couple is off the hook. They're hot. They're sexy. They're fun. They're willing. My perfect harem. Of course, you have Sir. You have Chrissy. And Chrissy, people can take you private if they just want you where?
I'm on StreamMate right now for private shows.
Oh, excellent.
LeBlanc_Chrissy.cammodels.com.
Perfect. Love you guys. Have a great rest of your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, guys.
A couple of things. There's a show called Strike Back on Cinemax. And we've talked about it periodically. And it's funny because I was talking to Joey, who runs content here. And I said to him, well, why does it say it's season 7? On my sheet that, you know, when I was looking over this stuff for the show, and I thought it was season 6 in the US, but they did some weird prequel here. Or did a prequel, I think, in the UK. I'm a little confused, where when the show airs in the UK, even though it's the same, we see the same episodes. In the UK, it's episode, there is season 7, and in the US, it's season 6. But okay. Anyway, it airs on Cinemax. It's one of those British shows. It follows a secret unit of British intelligence, like special ops dudes, and it's their, whether it's their sixth or seventh season, every season, somehow, some way, they slip in some real nice nudity. And this week, Kai Discala, who plays Sophia on the show, and Mac, played by Warren Brown, are having sex, and she shows breasts. And it was her new debut, and she was on a movie called Next of Kin, and she was also in the movie Sherlock Holmes. So we've known about her, but good to see her making her new debut. But yeah, the show Strike Back, a lot of people are into it. It's actually it's one of those shows that has a lot of good action and a lot of good sex. So that makes for a really good television show, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, because this isn't just like, oh, we see a little bit of a boob and it's some implied stuff.
No.
I love this scene. She's smashing her titties all over his chest. It's super. It's like turning me on.
It's a good show.
I'm loving it.
No, it's good, good, good.
Yeah.
So, and then there was another show that, excuse me, that I hadn't really known too much about, but I'm now into. It's, it just started on the BBC. It's called Mother, Father, Son.
Okay.
And it's this BBC thriller, but what blew my mind is Richard Gere stars in this thing.
Oh, cool. Haven't heard his name in a while.
I know. So the Gearster is going to be getting some sex, it looks like. So what was interesting is this, I don't know too much about the show, but I am going to look into it. But it's like I said, it's a thriller from the BBC. But here's what's interesting. So this girl that plays Catherine on the show is Helen McCrory, and you wouldn't. The name might not mean too much to you, but she's on the, if you know the show Peaky Blinders, she's in that show.
Okay,
but
cool.
Also, she's very famous for playing Narcissa Malfoy in Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
So in this new show with Richard Gere called Mother, Father, Son, in the second episode, she's having sex and we get breasts from Narcissa Malfoy. Pretty cool. That's a big find. We're very excited
about it. It's pretty
shocking.
You wouldn't think someone that had played those roles would do this. It's hot.
Yeah, except when they're British actresses,
right?
Then you go, oh, okay, yeah, no,
yeah,
she'll be naked.
Sense.
But yeah, she and to do a new debut, and she's got to be, she's got to be close to
older,
50.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's either 50, 51 years old, and and being from Harry Potter, so that was kind of a cool find. It's called Mother, Father, Son with Richard Gere. We get some great Harry Potter nudity. So she didn't show her Harry Potter, but she did show breasts. So that's awesome. So yeah.
Okay, I'm bad at math, but she was born in 1968.
Okay, so she's probably like, she's
51.
Yeah, 51.
Okay,
right.
Cool. Right
there
on.
There you go.
Yeah. I had to know. I was dying to know.
No, I love it. I love it. So, also, okay, so there was a couple other things that I wanted to get to, and I have to give you this information. I'm very sad about it, but you know the show Smilf that we always talk about with Frankie Shaw?
Oh, yes. We talk about it all the time. It seems like it's nonstop sex and boobs.
And they're in their second season. They just had their seventh episode. And Frankie Shaw had like this funny scene where she's getting... this guy's banging her from behind and the sex is so bad that she's texting her friend about a cookout, and they show the text like what she's saying about the guy's sex. So I didn't grow up in the dating world where someone could possibly be texting while I was having sex with them. I mean, I'm married, we don't do that, but I guess in the dating world that's a thing. But it's a funny scene.
Crazy.
I don't know. I mean,
if
I just
your phone is any if your phone is in your hand while you're fucking, like something is wrong with you, you know.
Well,
unless you're filming yourself.
Yeah, I'd be pretty bummed about that. But
I'd
anyway,
be so upset.
Yeah, but anyway, here's the
so
news:
funny.
They're canceled. We got notice a couple weeks ago that they're canceling Smilf.
What?
No more Smilf on Showtime. I know.
What?
No, it's only two seasons. There was a little controversy on the set, and
okay.
I don't know all the story, but there was some. I'm not 100% sure of what happened, but anyway, the bottom line is no more Smilf after the season.
And what a bummer.
Yeah, there's 7 episodes into the second season, and I will say that the first season was awesome for nudity. The second season, they've toned it back a little, but like for this scene, it was still awesome. The guy's banging her from behind and she's on her phone, but it was a funny scene. But yeah, it's no more Smilf after this season, so that's kind of a bummer.
You know what? I would normally be really sad when we lose a show that has such quality nudity, but we know that every year, every new season, there's going to be a new show with just as much crazy nudity as Smilf did in the first season. So it's not like, I'm too upset over it, because I know something's just going to take its place with just as much killer nudity as especially the first season of Smilf. But it is sad because I loved our little weekly Frankie Shaw updates.
Well, yeah, and listen, we have 144 shows that we're currently tracking for nudity, and that's just female, not to mention all the male nudity. So
right.
I'm not worried that we're going to run out of nudity. I was just really into that show, and I thought Frankie Shaw was really hot. And anyway, we're going to miss it. So big fans of Smilf here, and sorry to say that that is it after this season. But hopefully there'll be some great nude scenes in the last few episodes before they wrap it up. So keep you posted on that. And then another thing I wanted to...
Wheel of Skin!
Ah, yes, the Wheel of Skin. This is the part of the Mr. Skin podcast where CP, the EP, spins the Wheel of Skin. We have over 29,000 actresses at MrSkin.com, and he picks an actress at random and tells me who it is, and I give you their skinography. I, of course, for this, am Pat Sajakoff. You are?
Vagia White.
Right, and this is American Griffin production. And my favorite part of the show, because it goes back to my roots, but even before I had MrSkin.com, when people would just ask me questions about actresses, and I'd tell them off the top of my head.
Yeah, so, it's still mind-blowing to me how you just know this stuff, so I'm glad that we get to highlight that. It's fun.
No, I love it. It's fun because now that I've been doing this so long, it seems like, you know, like doing podcasts or going on radio shows, it's more about me coming there with information, whereas I don't get to go on shows where people just call and ask me questions, which I love. So anyway, fire away, CP. Anxious to hear who you pulled up.
We have Lucy Lawless.
Oh, do you know who Lucy Lawless is?
Of course I do. She's the, what is it? It's not Xena. It's the other one.
Yes. Xena, Warrior Princess.
Yeah,
she's, well, listen, a couple things about her. She's from New Zealand. So cool. That's, and she's super hot. And I got to tell you, that Xena, Warrior Princess, when it got rolling, was a show. It was in syndication, but I think it was at the time, for at least a little while, was one of the biggest syndicated shows on TV. It was huge. And I think it was about 95 when that show started. And it was Lucy Lawless played Xena, and she had a partner, Renee O'Connor, and they'd go out and kick some ass. And it was a huge show worldwide. So that I know. But what is interesting is, it was a groundbreaking show because they were clearly lesbians, but they didn't, you know, it was like, right. It was 1995. So it was like how they portrayed it was a little different than you would, you know, today, but, you know, and they did guys and all that sometimes, but it was, you know, it was a groundbreaking show, but very, very popular. So Lucy Lawless is, that's a great Wheel of Skin thing for me to go on, but I want to say one of the things Lucy Lawless did is one of my all-time favorite nip slips.
Ooh.
Of all time. Yes.
Love a good and nip slip.
So imagine she's 2 or 3 years into this show, and she's at a Detroit Red Wings playoff game in 1997. So she's just becoming really popular.
Okay.
And they get her to... they get her to sing the national anthem, and she's wearing this like it almost looks like a oh, I did see people pull it up. That's awesome. So she's wearing this it's almost like a Wonder Woman ish outfit.
It's like one of those Playboy bunny suits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's a red corseted one piece.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. You describe it better than I. So she sings the national anthem. And as she ends the song, she raises her hands and she's not wearing a bra, and her breast pops out right there on television to all the fans at the game. And it's one of the all time greats. And especially because they had done a few little nudie things on Xena, but it was like obscured or body doubles. So it was like a big deal to see that. And when I launched MrSkin.com, I had that at the site and people really dug it because a lot of people didn't know about it. But, so that was it for a while. And then surprisingly, in about 2010, a show showed up that'll live in skinfamy called Spartacus.
Okay.
Yeah. And Spartacus was... what channel was Spartacus on? I'm trying to remember.
No recollection of the channel at all.
It was either Stars or... I think it was Stars. So Spartacus was on for 4 years. It was just nonstop. People still talk to me about this show. It was just one of those shows. It was all about the Roman Empire and all that other stuff, but it was nonstop sex and nudity. And all I could say was, I am Hardicus after I watched Spartacus, because they had so many actresses do full frontal nudity on a regular basis, including Lucy Lawless got completely naked on that show, and it was amazing. And I got to say, I was at some function where, of course, guys always come up to me and ask me questions, but some guy told me at this thing that he had just watched all 4 seasons of Spartacus and with his wife, and they loved it.
Great.
And it's just a great show for nudity. And there was a lot of, it wasn't just Lucy Lawless, but a bunch of others. But for her real great nudity, go to Spartacus. But for that great, one of the great nip slips of all time, is the Red Wings national anthem, without question. In fact, when I, a little note, with when my book Being Mr. Skin, which will be out in a couple of months, when I do my top five nip slips of all time, that's one of them, because I really love that one. So
great spin on that Wheel of Skin. Lucy Lawless, man, loves Lucy Lawless.
Yeah, she's hot. So great question, CP. Hey, one other thing, a couple of things I wanted to get to is Emmy Rossum also had her last episode of Shameless. They finished the ninth season of Shameless, and she's not coming back. And I've talked to you about her. Not only is she a great actress, you love the show, but what I loved about her was she did, you know, she was getting naked just like everyone else. They didn't, on that show, it wasn't like, okay, let's get these unknowns to do all the extras.
Yeah, yeah, like she did it. The main players, especially her.
Yeah, so I just wanted to give a salute, a one-armed salute to Emmy Rossum for her I will say that she did not do a nude scene in the ninth season, but I totally cut her slack because she did at least one great nude scene in the first 8 seasons. So I'm not going to hold it against her.
Yeah.
No pun intended. So Emmy Rossum, last episode of Shameless while we were away, and we're going to miss her. It's continuing without her. I'm interested to see how the show does without Emmy Rossum, but she was great and we're big fans of her. So
yeah. And I will say in that last season, she did do, it might have been one scene where she was wearing a white shirt, and you could it was basically the same as being topless, because was left to the imagination, but it wasn't the nudity that we were used to from her. But such a great set of boobs, such a killer ass, gorgeous face, tremendous actress. She did a lot for that show in terms of nudity and also in terms of acting. So yeah, sad to see her go, but excited to see what they have on the horizon for that show and the plot and stuff.
Yeah, I remember the very first time I saw her was
she's gorgeous.
On the first scene of the first episode, she's in a tank top with no bra, and it's one of the great debuts. It was like, oh my god, who is this beautiful woman? And I heard she's like an opera singer too. She's like really talented. So anyway, just a little Emmy Rossum, thanks for the memories. It's been eight great seasons and one okay season, but loved her, and on Shameless, gonna miss her. Hey, last but not least, I always forget to do, we get these phone calls from fans of the podcast, and I wanted to start playing these more, and I got one last week that I thought would be good to answer. I thought it was a good question, so I'm going to do that. So, CP, could you play that call?
Mr. Skin, this is Thomas, and I have a question. When is the first time that Christine Nijin went nude? Thank you.
All right, I think he pronounced it's Nijin, right?
It's Win. Like yeah. I won the Summer Olympics. Win. Yeah, it's Chris, yeah. She's a friend of mine from Playboy.
Oh, you're friends with her?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Then you'll love this. So
yeah,
he's asking. Listen, first of all, what he's asking is not has she been naked.
Oh,
he wants to
know
what's her first nude scene, and that's why that's a great question.
That's a toughie.
She has been naked, and I am not exaggerating, about 40 times in Christine. How would you pronounce the last name?
Win.
Christine Win.
Like I'm okay. gonna win. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's a
win-win.
It's a win-win here because so to describe her, I know she was born in Vietnam and she was raised in the United States. And like I said, she's probably been naked in about 40 movies. And you know, we're not talking about Oscar nominated films, but like stuff like Lolita from Interstellar Space and College Coeds versus Zombie Housewives and that. And we have all that stuff at Mr. Skin, of course, because we're big fans of that thing. But what he wants to know is when is the first time
that
Christine Nguyen did a nude scene? And it was a great question because I hadn't really thought of that, but it's actually her first nude scene was in a takeoff of Sin City because it came out a couple of years later, but it was called Sin City Diaries. It's one of those Cinemax softcore erotic movies, and a young hot Christine Nguyen did her nude debut. So it was like a mockbuster of the, of Sin City. But in this movie, which had a ton of other actresses like Hannah Harper and Amy Lindsay and Amber Smith, all doing nudity, this then unknown beauty who was born in Vietnam and went on to do, 40 other movies where she was naked, made her new debut. So that was a great question. And the answer to it again is Sin City Diaries from 2007.
Yeah, Christine Nguyen is she's such a beauty. And the thing I like about her is, she's obviously getting older, but she doesn't look any older. She looks like, I'm looking at the pictures from Sin City, and she looks the same to me now as she looks at like 18 or 19 or however old she is in this. It's insane to me.
Yeah, so how do you know her? From
Playboy TV.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, she's cool. You're friendly with her and the whole thing.
She's so cool. So it's like when we talk about like her doing 40 movies, that's not including like Playboy TV stuff. Because if we counted all that in, it'd be like a million.
Right.
You know?
I'm just talking about movies.
Yeah, like
I haven't even got into like, she was also in, I know, Hustler and obviously Playboy and stuff. But, and that's so funny. What's cool about doing this podcast with you is a lot of times I'll talk about someone and you could speed dial them. You know them.
Maybe I can.
yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. So anyway, great question. And we will, like we say, we got Game of Thrones coming up. Billions is back. We're going to have a lot of stuff to talk about in the coming weeks. So we'll continue to monitor every nude scene from movies and television and share that. And I'm excited to continue and to make sure that we don't miss a thing and make sure we get all the highlights for you guys.
You do the best job ever. And if anyone wants to leave Skin a voicemail and get your question answered on the show, 484 Skin Pod. And now Skin and I want to throw it over to an interview we did with the hot and the sexy Brenna Sparks. And now Skin and I are so thrilled to invite to the show one of our favorite models that we've had the pleasure of seeing in the flesh. You know her from pretty every movie she's ever been in. She's all over the cam world. She's a crypto expert, and she's been nominated for everything and anything XXX under the sun. I'm talking about the hot, the sexy Brenna Sparks. How are you, gorgeous?
I'm doing good.
Oh my gosh, your giggle is so cute. So yeah, Skin and I, we've had the pleasure of meeting you a few times at AVN, and you are definitely a standout because your body is banging. You're absolutely gorgeous, but you're so smart. So for the people who are just listening right now, who have no idea what you look like, can you kind of explain yourself to everyone and give us your measurements?
Let's see. I'm full Laotian. It's a country called Laos next to Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
that's like Southeast Asian. Right now I have blonde highlights. So, I mean, I've been changing up my looks just recently. Let's see. I have 32C boobs.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a 26-inch waist. I don't know.
Wow.
And I'm going to say my butt is a 36-inch now.
Yeah, your proportions are out of this world, but I'm not sure I agree with you on your boob size. I think you're like a 32D at the very least. Girl,
go bigger.
You're thinking about getting an enhancement?
I want to go a little bigger, like maybe like double D, triple D.
I don't know, girl. I mean, I look at your body and I see your boobs and, you know, of course I'm all over your Twitter and everything else you do. And though I love your boobs, I really wouldn't want you to see you mess with them because they're so perfect. But you know what? It's whatever makes you feel beautiful. So tell us what you've been working on lately. I know you're a busy, busy girl.
Well, today, actually, I have a really crazy full schedule today. Today, you know, I'm doing this interview with you guys. And after that, I'm going to be just working on a lot of custom videos.
Mm-hmm.
And just yesterday, I just randomly, I went to a park yesterday instead of celebrating St. Patrick's Day. And then I saw the park. I was like, you know, randomly it was like, I want to play tennis. So then I went to Walmart and I just bought some tennis stuff. And yesterday I actually have been practicing for a few hours. And so I might do that today.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I pick up a lot of random hobbies. It was just like, I was at a park and I was like, I want to play tennis. So then I just went to go buy some tennis gear.
Now, what does Brenna Sparks wear to play tennis? Because I'm imagining a tiny little skirt, maybe no bloomers if we're lucky. What does a hot, sexy babe like you wear on the court?
Okay. So yesterday I had these very tight, green spandexy cotton material or whatever shorts.
Nice.
They were fitted. I think they're really cute. I wore that and like just like a little sports, white sports bra with some push up.
So you mentioned custom videos. How can people order a custom video from you?
They could just order it from like just messaging me in my email, BrennaSparksXXX@protonmail.com.
Okay, cool. Now, what are some of the most bizarre requests you've had for customs?
I would say the most bizarre request I've got for customs would have to be like limp fetish.
What fetish?
Limp fetish.
Tell us what that is.
Yeah, I don't even know.
I did a limp fetish once for a company. I don't even remember, but it's out there. If on like Pornhub, I saw. I think it's up there. I'm not sure. But it's pretty much like you act like you're unconscious or sleeping or.
Okay.
Wow.
And someone's just kind of just like, you know, moving your arms to see if you're like passed out.
Okay, so you're completely limp. You're limp.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm like, what is a limp fetish? That does not sound very boner inducing.
You know, Andrea,
yes.
There was actually a movie with Emily Browning Sleeping Beauty from 2011,
mm-hmm.
where I think that would have been the same kind of fetish.
Absolutely.
Yeah, where she was so naked laying there and like completely passed out, and the men would come in the room and it would turn them on to see some completely passed out. It was a wild movie, but she was naked so much. So maybe it's
I
didn't know that fetish. Yeah, I didn't know that existed in real life. I guess thanks for that info.
So tell us about your work in crypto and all that. I think it's so badass that a super babe like you, you know, an adult star is being taken seriously in like a financial world. So can you tell us how you got into that and how you deal with any naysayers?
I'm constantly getting criticized because, you know, I do adult and, you know, but I actually get a lot of supports from people in that industry as well. I think they think it's really cool that I'm just trying to bring in everyday people that don't understand tech, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of them appreciate that I represent just everyday normal people, and I'm not like, you know, familiar with Silicon Valley. I don't know much about computers, but I just, you know, I understand about, you know, money part.
Totally. So what is the next scene you're going to film, or what is your next gig on cam going to be?
My next gig on cam, I might cam tonight. I don't know. I'm thinking about doing a late night cam sesh, maybe. It's going to be really late. Maybe like 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Cam at night, like random time. Sometimes I cam on midnight. You know, I usually cam on my free cams or the company I also work for, Spank.live. Mm-hmm. Which is a crypto cam site.
So you take crypto, you don't like discuss crypto.
For
do you both?
And we discuss it too, like the site.
So what can, if people have never seen you on cam before, they've never seen your movies before, what can you tell them about you as a performer that sets you apart from everyone else, aside from being like Leo Shin and totally gorgeous, but like your specialties? I know you have like an amazing ass. What else sets you apart?
I would say that, what sets me apart, I would say I'm very, I don't know, I have a wide interest of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever look in my Twitter page, like, you know, skateboarding, playing tennis, into crypto, Funko mm-hmm. Pop collection, I'm really into. I'm pushing 300 Funko Pops right now.
I don't even know what that is.
No, I don't either.
They're those, they're kind of like these toys that have big heads and like black eyes.
It sounds creepy.
They have toys from literally every show, like Stranger Things, Rick and Morty, okay. Like anyone. So I'm also a toy collector.
So you incorporate your toys into your cam shows, for example?
No, not really. But I guess, I don't know. Really,
you would if someone asked, though, right? What can people expect from you on camera? What do you love to do for your fans?
Let's see. What do I love to do for my fans? I like it all. I usually like to do like jerk off instructions. I know, like in film, I play a lot of the sub, but sometimes, like in my cam shows, they want me to be like the bratty princess.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always fun. Let's see, I like to use multiple toys. Just recently I bought a fuck machine, so I've been really
on, sister.
I've been really wanting to play that, like use that on my cam shows. So it's going to be fun.
Well, I gotta say, I'm a big fan of yours just because I have met you in person, and you're such a delight. But for anyone who loves just like the best lingerie, that's what I love about your pictures and stuff. I'm like, you have the best taste when it comes to just like the sexiest, strappiest, like skimpiest. I don't know. I love your lingerie collection. It's so hot. I want everyone to follow you on Twitter. It's at Brenna Sparks. XXX, and then OnlyFans too, onlyfans.com/Brenna Sparks. Brenna, it's a pleasure to talk to you as always, and I can't wait till we get to see you again real soon.
I can't wait.
All right, have a beautiful rest of your day, babe.
Bye, thank you. Mwah.
Mwah.
This concludes another scintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.